But you know, it's amazing to me in terms of life itself. He says one of the ways I exercise many times is walking on a treadmill. I walk on a treadmill, and we have one in our basement, and Sue and I use it, and even my 92-year-old mother uses it at times. And it's one of those exercise equipment that we like to use, and it helps our be able to go and to walk and to be able to get our exercise and doing some stuff there. But the treadmill got me to thinking about life for each and every one of us. You know, it sort of epitomizes our life, doesn't it? A treadmill. As a treadmill, it can go up and down, so our life has a lot of ups and downs to it. It can go up, the incline can go up and go down. Also, a treadmill can go fast and it can go slow, much like in our life. Sometimes our life is so slow that we don't know what's going on, and sometimes it's so fast, the days go by so fast. You ever notice that when you get older, the years go by faster, and when you're younger, the days take forever to go, especially in school? When is that clock bell going to ring? And now we have the same situation. But the treadmill of life can affect everybody. Can affect everybody. Doesn't matter where you are in leadership. We've been praying today about Rick Warren and his son. A man who is, Sue and I have been to this church out in California. It's a huge church, huge campus. A man that was basically has a lot of books, has done a lot of ministry. But even in his life, things could happen. He could have ups and downs in his life. And one of the things about that time of when his son committed suicide last Friday night is that they had just had dinner together with his son, his wife and himself. Had dinner that night and had a great time together. And then they have the unfortunate thing about getting a call and saying his son had just committed suicide. A lot of life's ups and downs, running too fast. You know, Thurlow shares a story about a dear brother who always reflected about his life and how he struggled to get it all together. He would maybe get his personal life and his work life in order, but would struggle in another area. He would then get work on that area to get it right, and one of the other areas would struggle. It was frustrating for him. He was on that treadmill of life. Sometimes, can you identify with some of that? You know, life's not going the way you want it to go, and you're on that treadmill. You're on that treadmill. You're walking forward. And there are a lot of ups and downs in our life. It's either going too slow or too fast for you. For the treadmill to work effectively and to get the greatest, to really understand how the treadmill really works and to get the greatest benefit out of it, it needs to be used properly so that your life doesn't get out of whack. In the same way, God has designed our life so that we can receive the greatest benefit. He designed each one of us. Each one of you have a particular purpose in your life that God has designed for you to be used effectively. Many times in our life, we try to be like somebody else instead of being the life that God has designed you for. But however, sometimes we tinker with our life and we make adjustments that are not godly. And we need to go back and examine those areas of our lives that are just out of whack. In the next few moments, I'm going to examine those three areas of our life that might cause your life to be out of whack. I like that word, whack. I think it's spiritual. Getting out of whack. It's one of those situations, getting out of whack. I think one of the areas that we need to really understand and understand in our own lives. And we talked a little bit about our mug breakfast yesterday about trust, but is your foundation in Jesus Christ solid? Is your foundation solid? Much like a treadmill, when you're on a treadmill, it needs to be on a solid foundation. You don't want that treadmill to be on not a solid foundation that it starts moving all around as you're going on it. That would not be good, right? But it needs to be on a solid foundation. Is your life today on a solid foundation? 1 Corinthians 3, 10-13 says, "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone is building on it." I laid the foundation as an expert builder. You know, even the foundations that have to be done, even in this building itself. Years ago, when MCCA was in here, there was a high school in here, and they had to basically shore up this floor right here that you're standing on and sitting on. Because where the foundation was solid, this floor was not that solid. And the high school kids would start jumping and everything else and worshiping the Lord. And we were worried about all of a sudden they'd be worshiping the Lord on the first floor. As the second floor went down to the first floor. And it had to be shored up. It's the same thing with our foundation. Somebody else sometimes is building on it. But each one of us, be careful how he builds. How you build your foundation. Are you building with solid materials? We're going to talk a little bit more about that. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ your foundation today? Is Jesus Christ your foundation today? As you go through the ups and downs of life, as life goes fast and it goes slow, is Jesus Christ your foundation today? Are you laying groundwork on somebody else's foundation? Because it says if a man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood or hay, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. That's a powerful statement. Matthew 7:24-27 says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. He built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the rock. And that's that house. Yes, it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Many times in life, things are going to happen in your life. They're going to happen. Your life is not going to go without any types of problems. If it is, tell me. Because I know I've gone through a lot of problems myself. I've gone through troubles myself and different things in my life. Things are going to hit you. Things are going to come against you. But how firm is your foundation? Are you ready to stand firm in there? Paul himself was talking about this. Paul did not live a life that was always roses, came up roses. There were things that happened in his life. There were things that came against him. And he really stood on the foundation of Jesus Christ. If anybody saw the miniseries recently about the Bible, it really gave a great indication of what Paul's life was all about. Paul was persecuting the Christians. He was persecuting them. Then all of a sudden he comes into, God has just taken hold of his life. He's challenged. He's been redeemed. Everything else. Then he comes into the body. And all of a sudden, who's the first people to reject him? The Christians. Because they remember what he did. But he knew his foundation was Jesus Christ. He knew if he kept firm in that area, he was going to win them over. It wasn't an instantaneous thing. It had to be a matter of working through some situations. Working through relationships. Working through different areas. But the foundation he built upon was Jesus Christ. He didn't build upon the church's foundation in terms of where the church was at. He built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. So we have to understand that today, that when we go through the things in our life, we have to understand where our foundation is. And if we have that foundation of Jesus Christ in our life, we can go through a lot of different things. The winds of doctrines can hit us, but Jesus Christ will stand firm. Because it talks about if you built your house on sand, the things would be washed away. And we have to understand, what is our foundation built on? Is it built on the rock? Or is it built on sand? When things come against you, when people start challenging your faith, of where you are and how you're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, how firm are you with your rock? When you say, yes, I'm not going to do that, but then, when you don't do that, you lose friendships. Again, because I really think about this in terms of this foundation. It's the foundation that Jesus Christ talks about building on the rock. second thing I look at here is, do we identify with Christ? Do we totally identify with Christ? Do people know who you are as a believer? Do people know who you are? Do we identify with Christ? When I get on a treadmill, I want to identify the product. I want to know it's a good treadmill. Many times in my travels, I go to fitness rooms or whatever. I like to know the treadmill that I'm on, that it's not going to fall apart. Now, there are probably people here in this congregation probably says, Rick needs to be on the treadmill a little bit more as my physique. Get that, Gary. But I want to be on a good treadmill. I don't want this thing to fall apart as I'm on it. I want to be able to identify that product, and I want to say, that's a good product I want to be a part of. The same thing, I want people to know that I'm identified with Jesus Christ. I don't want to be a false prophet, in a sense, a false person that says, I'm just a Christian in name only. I want to be a Christian in my life. I want people to know that I identify with Jesus Christ. And I think one of the things we say with there is because I think as we identify with that product, we look at the readings of that product. And that product gives us the right readings. Because when I go on a treadmill, it does say, and it gives me hope. When I go on that treadmill, if I'm doing a mile, it shows me how many calories I have burned. It doesn't give me a false reading. Because I go on this thing and I'm doing a mile, and it says I've burned 1,000 calories. I know that's wrong. It's a false hope. There's work that gets involved. But I want to be identified with the right product. And Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 2, 2-5. He says, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Is that your identity today? That you want to know nothing except Jesus Christ? Isn't that exciting to know that? And you know what about it? Jesus Christ wants to know you. He wants to know you today. For I came in the weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. We have to look at that ourselves. No matter where we're at, no matter where we're at, God gives us the words to be able to share Jesus Christ. We don't need to be a preacher. We don't need to be a person who has a lot of theology. All we need to do is share our life. Share our life story. Share who we are. Identify who we are as Jesus Christ. Identify in that area that we are a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. That God changed me. God is taking care of me. God is ministering with me. And the one thing about it is that God is sharing to me and to you that no matter where I was at and where I was as a sinner, God redeemed me. And that's how we need to identify with people. That we are just like you, except maybe if you haven't turned your life over to the Lord, that's the only difference there is. Because I've turned my life over to the Lord. I'm changing. I am changing. I'm in the process of change. Bill Gothard used to have a lot of different letters up there. And he was a teacher years and years ago that talked about biblical principles. And I don't know all the letters, but I do know the acronym still. It says, please be patient with me. God is not finished with me yet. That's where I am as a believer. And I think one of the things we need to know that is that to know Christ, to identify with Him, is to trust Him. We talked a little bit at our mug breakfast yesterday. To trust God. He says, I know my wife, I identify with her, and I trust her. It's when I sometimes question her judgments wrongly that I lose my identification with her and we're on separate paths. Because it's the same with the Lord. Sometimes I get off the path. Sometimes I get off that treadmill that He's placed me on, and I lose that identification with Him and go my separate way. God says He's not going to take us off the treadmill of life. God says that treadmill of life is always going to happen in our life. We're always going to have the ups and downs. We're always going to go either fast or slow. But it's a matter of what type of treadmill that we're on. Are we identifying with Jesus Christ as the treadmill of ours? And the last thing here is the Word in us. In order to use a treadmill effectively, and guys, I want you to hear this. because guys are not prone to this. In order to use the treadmill effectively, you need to read the directions. All the women are saying, uh-huh. All the men are saying, nah. You need to understand the nuances of each treadmill. You need to understand what it is. You need to understand what's going on and use the directions to get the best benefit for you. That's the same way with the Word of God. The Word of God. You need to follow and understand the Word for you. You need to understand, let me catch that phrase again. You need to understand the Word of God for you. Not for somebody else. The Word of God needs to be understood by you. I can tell everybody else about a treadmill and how to use that treadmill, and I can tell them how to use the treadmill that's in my house, but they need to feel it themselves. Our grandkids get down on the treadmill, and our 5-year-old grandson, he'll put it on 6. Now, if you know that, that's a 10-minute mile. That's going at 10 minutes pace. And he holds on for dear life as his little legs go back. Now, the 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, basically, they get on the treadmill and they just roll right off. But they know, he knows, the 5-year-old knows how, the nuances of the treadmill, that if he goes too fast, he could pull the string and it stops the treadmill automatically. The others don't know that. The same thing, we need to read the directions of the Word of God in our life. What's the Word of God saying to you? What's the Word of God saying to you? As you read the Word, what is it saying to you individually? What's it saying to you this day? Joshua 1:8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Sometimes we might need some help in understanding the directions in this life-changing book. Sometimes the Word of God is sharing something with you, and you're saying, you know, I just don't understand what that means for me. And you might need somebody to help you in that area. And I encourage you to do that. I know when I look at some things here, Sue and I were trying to put something together yesterday, and I was reading the directions, and we weren't sure about this because this one little thing sort of is wobbling. Is this right? Is this why it's wobbling? And we're following the directions, we're following everything about it, and it's when we put the whole thing together, all of a sudden things just smoothed out. But I needed her help to help me to make sure I was reading the directions correctly. I still went ahead and did it, and worked the problem there. I didn't let her do it, but she helped me to understand, yes, you're doing it right. You're going the right way. It's the same thing it is with the Word of God. Sometimes you read the Word and you say, is this right for me? You might need help to be able to say, you know what? You are going the right path. You need to be doing this. You need to be going this area. You need to follow the Word where God has you for there. Or you might say, you know what? This part of the Word right now is not for you right now. You're back here at this stage. This Word of God is for you at this stage. You need to understand that somewhat. You don't teach a 5-year-old algebra when a 15-year-old should be learning it. And a 60-year-old who's still trying to learn it. I never understood why you do A plus B plus C plus 14, whatever. Can't you just do 1, 2, 3? Anyway. But if we want success in our life, as the Word says, we need to meditate on it. We need to do everything written in it. But you know what? We're very selective on the Word of God. We cannot be selective on the Word of God. The treadmill, when we talk about the treadmill of life, when we have these ups and downs in our life, we go fast, we go slow, it's because sometimes we haven't followed the directions that are given to us in those treadmills. We are very selective of what we use. And sometimes with the Word of God, we're that selective. Well, this Word of God is good for me. I like this word. That if I do this, I'll get rich. I like that word. But you forget the part of the word where it says, you'll be persecuted. You'll have this situation. Are you ashamed of the gospel of God? for it is the power of salvation. Is that part of your word? You like the good words, but sometimes we're very selective in those words that we have. We don't follow those directions. The word of God is for all. The word of God is for everything. It's like we're talking about math again. You can't just do a certain part of the problem and think you're going to get a good grade. I don't think the teachers will grade you on that. Just because you did this first part right, I'm going to give you an A because I think you know it all. No, you got to do the whole thing. You got to do the whole thing. And you know what? Much like the benefit of a treadmill, I can look at a treadmill and it become the greatest clothes hanger in our house. And I can have, Sue, why don't you use the treadmill and help me lose weight? Does that work? It's much like the Word of God. It's much like the Word of God. Unless you get the Word of God in your heart, unless you receive the Word of God, nobody can help you grow in the Word of God. Nobody's going to tell you to live your life. Nobody's going to go to, when you come to the time where you have judgment before the Lord Jesus Christ, and says, Lord, I didn't do this because this person didn't help me along the way. He can say, no, that's not my problem. My issue is with you. My issue is with you. It's not with the other person. You need to receive the Word of God. It says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Not their mouth. Your mouth. So that we need to follow the directions of the Word of God in each one of our lives. And we need to follow that what God's saying to you is very important to you. The benefits you get from a treadmill affects each person differently. You become fitter in a different way. It's the same thing. The Word of God affects you differently. The Word of God that might be for me will be different from Pastor Dan. We might be in unity together on certain things regarding the church, but individually, it's going to mean a lot different to him as he ministers to his wife, Sylvia, than it's going to be for me as I minister to my wife, Sue. We might be able to help one another. We might be able to share with one another. We might be able to encourage one another. But the actual aspect of working through the Word of God deals with each one of us personally. Deals with each one of us personally. You can't have somebody do it. It doesn't work that way. So finishing up. So if you want to survive the treadmill of life, because there are going to be, as I shared earlier, there are going to be ups and downs. Your life is going to have some lot of ups. Your life's going to have a lot of downs. It's happening. It's going to happen. Life's going to go fast. Life's going to go slow. Before you know it, things will happen. One, you need to check your foundation. Check that foundation. Are you planted on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ? Or is it slipping away? Is it like the sand? Your life is slipping away because you're standing on somebody else's foundation, not on Jesus Christ. Are you using the right equipment? Are you identified with Jesus Christ? Do people know who you are? Does your life reflect Jesus Christ? Not just in words, but does your life reflect Jesus Christ? And the last thing, read the directions. Read the directions. Are you following the Word of God in your life? Is the Word becoming prevalent in your life? I just want to encourage you for next week to be at the School of the Word. To be at the School of the Word. It's very important that you have the Word of God in your life. To be there. To be a part of that. It is a challenge. One of the things I had a pastor tell me years and years ago when I read the Bible, he says, you know what? the biggest thing you can do about reading the Bible is not spending time just studying it in terms of getting down to the nuances of it. He says, just read it. Read it, and when you finish it, read it again. 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 That has been something that stuck with me for 40 years about reading the Bible. And each time I read the Bible, I learn something new. That's exciting. It's exciting about that. We get excited about the Word of God because it is alive, it is active, it doesn't return void. It is the Word of God. And the Word of God is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the Word. And if we can't get excited about that, then you're dead. We are excited about Jesus Christ. And we need to get excited about the Word of God. And we need to have the Word of God teach us today. And to walk in that area today. Let the Word come into our hearts today. Let the Word of God be revealed. We worry about being defeated by the world outside. You know what? We've got the greatest weapon in the Word of God, because Jesus Christ has defeated the world. And we are now raised today because we have the Word of God in us. And no matter what treadmills are out there, we can go forth because Jesus Christ is alive today. Amen? Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you today, Lord God. No matter what treadmill we're on today, Lord God, no matter what life is bringing us, we know, Father, Lord God, that you're there watching over us and helping us, Father, to be fit today in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We thank you today, Lord God, for what you give us, Father, Lord. And we just want that Word, Father, to go forth in us. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.